Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Jeff Nelson, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Now please join me in praying aloud together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For our scripture memorization, let's say the words of Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 together, the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be with you on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today I'm reading from the Spark Storybook, and the story is called God's House. Jesus taught his disciples many things. Don't be sad or worried, he said. Believe in God and in me. God's house in heaven is so big that everyone can have a room. I'm going there to get your rooms ready. Later, I'll come back to take you to God's house. You know the way to where I'm going. Thomas and Philip looked confused. What way do you mean? They asked. Jesus said, I am the way to know God. Because you know me, you know God too. I've taught you about life with God and the good things God wants you to do. Pray, ask me for anything, and I'll help you do it. Thomas and Philip smiled. We can follow you and do what you ask us to do. You are our way to heaven. We can live in God's house too. The word of the Lord. Today, I wonder what room in your house would you like to have in heaven? A bedroom to sleep? A kitchen to eat? A library to read? Maybe your favorite room in God's house will be a room you've never seen or even dreamed of. So you may just have to wait till heaven to see it. I wonder. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, as our attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love. Make haste to be kind. And may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Have a blessed day.